الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فعن عبد الله بن عمر بن عاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, the historian, the Mufassir, Hafiz ibn Kasir, includes a report, a story relating to Abdullah ibn Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an, a companion of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a story which occurred during the time of the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Abdullah ibn Huzaifa, a very famous companion who narrated directly from the beloved Messenger, he was on an expedition, and unfortunately he was during this expedition, when he was out of Medina Sharif, he was captured by the non-Muslims. He was captured by some Christians, by some Roman Christians. And these Christians took Abdullah ibn Huzaifa, they captured him and they took him to their king. And there the king, he interrogated Abdullah ibn Huzaifa, and he tried to, knowing the importance of this figure, of how important he was to the Muslims, he tried to get as much as possible out of him. So firstly, this Roman king, he said to Abdullah ibn Huzaifa, he said to him, renounce your religion, that give up Islam and accept Christianity. And in return for that, the king said to Abdullah ibn Huzaifa that I will give you a seat in my government. I will give you such importance that you will be part of my own authority here. You will be one of my assistants. You will be part of my cabinet, you can say. And not only that, that I will offer you my daughter in marriage as well. Such was the offer from the king to Abdullah ibn Huzaifa. But such was the faith, such was the conviction and firmness of the Iman of Abdullah ibn Huzaifa, he said to the king, he said, لو أعطيتني جميع ما تملك وجميع ما تملكه العرب ألا أن أرجع عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طرفة عين ما قبلت. That he said to the king that if you were to give me everything that you own and everything that the Arabs own in this area, just so I can renounce the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tarfat aynin, just for a split second, for a flick of the eye, ma qabiltu, I will never accept this. That this is completely out of the question for me to renounce my religion. The king was obviously disappointed. The king was angry by now. And so therefore he told his own soldiers to start torturing him, start harming him. And so this continued for a very long period of time. And after each period of time, he was asked to accept Christianity. But time and time again, Abdullah ibn Huzaifa, he stayed firm on the path of Islam. He did not give in to all of these demands. As this went on, eventually the king was very upset with the situation. And he brought a massive cauldron of fire in front of Abdullah ibn Huzaifa, of burning fire. And he told his guards and his soldiers to throw him into the fire alive and to burn him alive. And they grabbed Abdullah ibn Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an, and in front of the king he saw how just as he was about to be thrown into the fire, Abdullah ibn Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an began to cry. He began to weep. And as he began to cry, the king told his guards to stop, to not to throw him into the fire. Reason being that the king thought that now when he sees that he is about to be burnt, when he is about to be killed, that at least now he might want to change his mind, or he is showing regret upon his actions. So the king stopped the guards from burning him, from throwing him into the cauldron, and asked Abdullah ibn Huzaifa that why are you crying? Is it because that you want to change your mind? Is it because you give in to my demands and that you will accept the offer that I gave to you? And Abdullah ibn Huzaifa was very calm and collective when he said to the king, He said that I am crying at this moment in time because I feel regret and I feel sorrow for myself, in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only given me one life. He has only given me one nafs. And this nafs at this moment I am sacrificing for His sake. And I am crying and I am weeping that if only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me 1,000 lives, so I could sacrifice each and every life for the sake of Islam. When the king heard this response and heard the firmness of the belief of Abdullah ibn Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, and you can imagine that he became more and more angry, and he stopped the food and drink getting to Abdullah ibn Huzaifa. He made him starve to death, and in fact the only thing that he offered him was pork and wine to try to turn his feelings away from his Islam. The interrogation, the torturing, the harming of this great Sahabi went on and on and on. And it got to that point where the king realized that no matter what he tries to do to change this person's mind, no matter what he tries to do to make him renounce his religion, it is not going to happen. Because even when he was offered pork and wine, he was refusing to eat it. Although having said that, we must remember that in Islamic Sharia, that in times of need, in times of compulsion, you are required to eat haram food. That if he wanted to, in terms of Sharia, Abdullah ibn Huzaifa could have taken that pork and wine to keep himself alive, but he refused it. Eventually the king realized that his efforts were going nowhere, and he agreed eventually that he will release him. And he said to Ibn Huzaifa, he said that I will release you, but under one condition, that before you leave, you will have to kiss my forehead, out of a sign of respect, out of a sign of honor at least. Abdullah ibn Huzaifa was willing to do this for his own freedom, but at the same time, he struck another agreement with him, and he said, I will only kiss your head if you agree to release the fellow captive Muslims that you have with you. That this king, he had some Muslim prisoners with him, and Abdullah ibn Huzaifa said that if you release them as well, and myself, then I will be willing to kiss your forehead. And so the king agreed, and eventually Ibn Huzaifa and his Muslim brothers, they were all released by this king. When Ibn Huzaifa reached back to Medina Sharif and he told Sayyidina Umar what had happened to him with this Roman king, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and called all the Muslims to his palace, to his place, and he said to all the Muslims, he ordered them in fact, he said, حَقٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَنْ يُقَبِّلَ رَأْسَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ابْنِ حُزَيْفَةَ. That it is the right, it is the duty, it is the imperative, the obligation of every Muslim here to come and kiss the head of Abdullah ibn Huzaifa, out of respect, out of honor for what he has done. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala said to all of them, وَأَنَا أَبْدَىٰ, and I will begin first. And he kissed the head of Abdullah ibn Huzaifa. Clearly, there are so many stories, so many narrations like this one, which show the devotion, which show the sacrifice, which show the firmness of the belief of the companions and the Muslims thereafter. And it is in this light that we understand the hadith that I have recited to you today, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ. None of you is a believer, meaning none of you is a complete believer, a true mu'min, حَتَّى يَكُونَ هَوَاهُ, until his own desires, his own khahishats, his own wishes, taba'an lima ji'tu bih, they become in complete compliance and in complete accordance with what I, the Prophet, have brought. Meaning that none of you is a true believer until your own desires and wishes, they completely match what the Prophet brought in the Quran and Sunnah of the Beloved Messenger. That once a person reaches that state, then he has reached complete faith. And this is what we see with the example of Ibn Huzaifa and the likes, that he had so many opportunities to get himself out of trouble, but time and time again his own desires, they meant nothing. His own freedom and the prevention of torturing upon him meant nothing, when in reality what he wanted to do was uphold the religion of Islam. And we see the examples of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar, who gave their money away for the sake of Islam. their souls, they have not told them that you will need this money. That how are you going to look after your family? How are you going to ensure that you have food on the table? Their soul told them that this money is very valuable and you have worked very hard to earn this. But then they had converted their souls, they had converted their desires purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it meant that everything that they did and everything their souls did was more towards meeting the requirements of Allah and His beloved Messenger. And this is something that perhaps we see is missing today in the Western world in this day and age, that people, they make up their own minds about certain matters and they refuse to look at what authority says, they refuse to look at what religion says, they refuse to look what common sense says, and they give so much primacy, they give so much emphasis on this idea of freedom, that I should be allowed to do whatever I want, that I am a free person and that whatever I desire should happen, that they completely forget the needs of others and they completely forget what their own duties are. And what Islam tells us is that by nature man is weak, by nature man sometimes does not know what is good and what is right for him, and in these situations it is better and it is more sensible to look at higher authorities, those people who have more wisdom and who have more hikmah. And we do this a lot in our own lives, but sometimes we don't do it when it comes to religion. When the teacher tells us or when the doctor tells us that you must stay away from certain foods because it will cause you long-term damage to your health, then our own desires might say that we want to eat these types of food, we want to eat these fatty foods or greasy foods or foods high in certain ingredients. But then we tell ourselves that we shouldn't do this because a person of higher authority, of higher knowledge, has told us the harm in doing so. In exactly the same way that our soul tells us and orders us to do things which are contrary to Islam. But then we should try to tell ourselves and try to help ourselves by reminding ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Messenger know best what is for us. That their wisdom and their idea of what is right for humanity and what is wrong is in a much higher position. So what we find is that iman, belief, and being a Muslim just requires physical acts as well. It requires performing salah, it requires giving zakah and so forth. But in this hadith sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicates a higher stage of iman. That when a person walks the earth knowing that he will not give in to his own desires, that whatever happens around him does not affect his iman. Rather, he is content knowing that whatever he does and whatever he thinks and whatever he says is in compliance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Messenger have taught. And this is a very high stage of iman, a stage which very few people actually reach, but certainly every Muslim should try to reach that beautiful and perfect stage of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to perfect our faith and to make our souls in complete compliance with what the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught. Ameen wa ma alayna illa al-balaghu al-mubeen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi.
Ameen.
Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-aleem.
Ameen.
Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabu ar-raheem.
Ameen.
Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fi al-akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar.
Ameen.
Rabbi ja'alni muqima as-salati wa min zurriyyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a.
Ameen.
Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumu al-hisab.
Ameen.
Allahumma حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا ولا تحاسبنا حسابا عسيرا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.